inch by inch.
Life's a cinch. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yes, it is indeed. If we take life step by step, just step by step, we will accomplish great things. Our learning process is a step-by-step process. And unfortunately, it doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way it is. Because we are all knowledge. We know all things. We have all wisdom within us. And we just reveal it inch by inch. Now, why don't we reveal it in larger segments? Why don't we reveal who we are more powerfully and more dynamically and more in larger portions? Well, the reason that we do not demonstrate, reveal, bring forth, manifest all that we are is that we have told ourselves that we are not that. We have told ourselves again and again and again that I don't know. I don't understand. It's too confusing for me. And as we keep reiterating these negative factors of the illusions of life, then those are the illusions, negative factors of life that we will bring forth in our world. It's not that they have to be that way. It's just that we bring them forth in our world because that is who we think we are. We've told ourselves this so many times, so often, so many times, so often, so many times that we believe it. We believe it. We believe it. But inch by inch, we progress. Now, one of our inch me worms is the affirmation. The affirmation is something that we've been doing all of our life. We affirm good, and we affirm bad. We affirm positive and we affirm negative. We affirm right and we affirm wrong. And we have this duality of our being, this attitude of our being that is sort of not positive at all, not beneficial at all, because it counteracts itself and it speaks forward. And counteracts itself and speaks forward. I like me. Oh, if I only had more friends. I like me, oh, but I don't feel so good. I like me, but why don't I have all the things other people have? I like me, but. No. Those sort of attitudes have been our attitude for all of our life. And we have grown up with them, we lived with them, our parents lived with them, our parents' parents lived with them, and it goes on ad infinitum. Someplace in the infinite creative cause, we knew that we were all. We knew that we know. We knew that we could say, I know that I know that I know, and we knew it. We didn't have to say, I know that I know that I know. We just say, I know. Ah, yes, I know exactly what to do. I know how to handle this. I know. Aren't those good feelings when you say that? Isn't that a good feeling when you say, I know how to handle that? Yes. Well, now, why don't we say that more often? Well, we don't feel that more often. Why don't we feel that more often? We could, you know. It's just a matter of saying words and letting these words come into our consciousness, letting these words be some building blocks upon which we build. They are, what we say, the affirmations of life. Inch by inch, affirmation by affirmation, truth by truth. If I learn to play the key on the piano and I learn it perfectly, I will never go away from it. But if I play the wrong key and the right key and the this key and the that key and I do not persistently stay with the perfect key, then I will have the imperfect response. It's just the way life is. It's just the way things are. You train yourself to do something incorrect, and you will do it. So from early days, we have taught ourselves, I don't know. From early days, who knows when, where, why, and how, and which great-great-great-grandparents who established that first, or who were taught that by some great guru that they worshipped and honored, somebody who was smarter than they were and didn't want them to be so smart and told them that they were dumb. Yeah. Someplace it happened, but it doesn't matter. It really does not matter. Now, inch by inch, I can climb out of that attitude. Inch by inch, I can arise from that thought that I can't to the thought that I can. Now, you say, if it was so easy, it was just a matter of changing consciousness, why wouldn't more people do it? Well, that's the point. It's so easy. It seems so easy, so if it's too good to be true, it cannot be true. You heard that. If it's too good to be true, it cannot be true. Well, we've been taught that too. Boy, have we been taught that. Have we had that pushed down our throats and down our consciousness? My goodness sake. If it's too good to be true, it's, hey, why not? Why not? If it's too good to be true that your child is behaving like a gentleman and a very honorable child while visiting the neighbors, it's too good to be true. Well, believe it, that's the way you trained him to do it when he goes away from home. And you trained him to have respect for himself and respect for the family and respect for the people he's visiting. You've trained him to do these things. Now, you didn't always see the evidence of it at home because he was still in training. But when he went out into the world, when he went out into the big, cold, hard world that expected him to be who he was, then he stood up and was who he was. Too good to be true? How wonderful. How absolutely wonderful. We can begin living our lives with that concept, too good to be true. And we know that it is exactly what truth is. Good. Oh, yes. We know exactly what truth is. Truth is good. Too good to be true? It must be true. And it is true. Yes? We get away from our home grounds where we are sort of expected to be learning yet and learning yet and learning yet. We get away from our school where we learn. We get away from our teachers who expect us to learn. And then we get out into the cold, hard world, which is really not a cold, hard world at all. We get out into the world and we practice what we have been training ourselves in. We practice what affirmations we have put into our consciousness. We practice what we believe about ourselves. And as we practice what we believe about ourselves, that is exactly what we demonstrate in our life. Inch by inch. Statement by statement. I like me, 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 I like me. And your tummy goes up and down. Your heart goes in and out. You feel just wonderful when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Because that's the truth. And is that too good to be true? It's a wonderful thing. Inch by inch, you just move along in the direction that you want to go. Persistently. Have you ever looked at the great cathedrals built around the world? The great monuments, the great religious temples built around the world, the great Muslim temples, the magnificent sculptures of the Buddha, tall as a mountain. Who did that? Who had in their mind to do that? It's an impossibility to sculpture out of rock so grand, out of a wall of granite that stands in the middle of nowhere. And yet, some people, some beings, had their dedicated heart set upon designing a statue of the man who they worshipped, the Buddha. The great temples that are built that sort of counteracted all structural ability, but they showed the artistic and engineering architectural beauty that was there, that could be done. Oh, they had a few failures, but basically they tested it ahead of time. The great architects, they brought these things forth. Now, they had to get somebody to sponsor them. And then they had to get somebody to do the work. They had to have craftsmen who were able to carry out the instructions of the architects. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the artisans to do the work, the results may not come forth. But inch by inch, step by step, the great cathedrals grew. Cathedral of Notre Dame, Westminster Abbey, cathedrals around the world, some of them so glorious and so magnificent. And yet, how were they done? Inch by inch, step by step. Somebody had an idea, and they carried it out. Oh, there were many, you could be sure, many indeed, who said, it can't be done. Many who told those who were going to do it, saying it can't be done. But fortunately, the church fathers did not say it couldn't be done. They said, to the glory of God, it can be done. And it was done. And they put their belief behind their concept, that architectural concept. And then they put their money there. And many people came, dedicating their hearts and their lives and their time and their world to building these cathedrals. Oh, they were not paid high salaries. The artisans, the men who worked and did the job, they were paid probably a very pittance, even as Michelangelo was paid but a small portion. And yet, the results are utterly fantastic. Step by step, things that could not be done were done. But they were done by men of vision, men who said, I believe it, I can see it, I know it, I do it. Can you be a Michelangelo? Oh, yes, you can. Can you say, I see it, I believe it, I do it? He had a lot of obstacles that got in his way, or let's rearrange that. He had a lot of obstacles that he did not let get into his way. They were there, always on the periphery, but never bothering him. Because he had a vision, he had a dream. Inch by inch, he worked on that dream and brought it forth. And the vision of what he brought forth, the dream of what he manifested, what he revealed, which was always there, was so glorious that the world, secular and non-secular, all look at the work of art and say, it is magnificent. It is truly too good to be true. Oh, how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. Too good to be true, but it is. The dreams that you and I have in our life may seem too good to be true, but inch by inch, affirmation by affirmation, awareness by awareness, we reveal it in our life as though it were the simplest thing in the world. Once Henry Ford came off with his manufacturing plant and the techniques that he used, the world copied him and said, good idea. Before that, he said, I'm going to produce so many cars every month. And the world said, ho, 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 ho. No complex is capable of that. But the dream in Henry Ford's mind, not only of his car, but of the manufacturing process, proved to be a change in the world politics, in the world progress, in the world's inch by inch. Yes, we have among us great beings who have had their vision and carried it out. And there's every reason why it's not too good to be true, but it is so good, so true, that that's where we place our vision for ourselves. What's your dream for yourself? What's your vision for yourself? What's your inch by inch that you are going to manifest in your life? And you're going to manifest it not inch by inch, but now. Because the dream is already there. The reality is already there. Now all you're doing is revealing it in your focus, in your life. Revealing it in the world in which you live. Now. Anything is possible. Inch by inch, manifestation, 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 awareness, 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 revelation, revelation, revelation. And what it all means, it means it's done. You can do it. You could be the one who carries it out. You could be the Michelangelo. You could be the Leonardo da Vinci. You can be the dreamer. You can be the Henry Ford. You can be the great visionaries of our world. For truly, all they did was to take a dream that they knew was already in existence and revealed it for all the world to see what they knew. Do it. And have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.